Hello and welcome back to another Small Business Spotlight. This is where Scott Ellis Reads is trying to bring to you some great small businesses and their owners so that you're aware of the services and products that they offer and that you can take part in that small business economy, which is just such the lifeblood of our economy. So today I am happy to introduce to you Vicky Harding Joaquin, and she owns My Virtual Gal. And if you are a business owner and you cannot figure out how to get all the stuff done that you're supposed to, I've got your answer right here. Or maybe she's here on your screen. I can't quite tell. But anyway, Vicky, you're here. Welcome.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So you were referred to me by Nancy Hellickson from Hallard Press, who we interviewed on the Small Business Spotlight, and she spoke very highly of you. So would you share with us what your business is?
Sure. Yeah, Nancy's wonderful. She's one of my favorite clients as a small independent publisher. I am a virtual assistant, and I'm sure you've heard of them. Some people think that we are AI. We're not AI. Basically, my career was always in admin and assisting large or small businesses in the admin areas. So that's why I decided to start my own business back in 2020. And I thought, well, what do I know the most and how can I help the most? And it still, you know, remained admin.
Great. So, you then can obviously help clients from all around the country or maybe even all around the world. Let's not limit your business, right?
Right. As a matter of fact, I'm now living in Florida, but for most of my adult years and youth, I lived in Massachusetts. And after moving to Florida, I decided I really wanted to work for myself instead of going out, pounding the pavement and looking for a new job. So my first client was actually a former employer. It was a small startup company. And since I left the company and somebody else replaced me, over time, he decided he still needed that little bit of extra help. And that's when he contacted me and said, hey, even though you're way down there, can you still work remotely? At the same time, the COVID pandemic hit and everybody was learning how to use Zoom. And I said, of course, perfect timing. So he was my first client. Other clients have been like Nancy, a small independent publisher. I have clients who are coaches, whether it's health coaching or financial coaching. They seem to need admin assistance from time to time. Let me see, who else do I support? I actually support authors too. Occasionally, people who write for a living will contact me whether they need help, you know, taking, let's say, a blog post and getting it consistently posted to their website, or they generate newsletters about their books and they want someone else to handle it because they've been writing all day and they don't want to deal with the newsletter. I will do that for them. So pretty much anything you can think of, I'm open to somebody asking me, hey, do you do this? And if I do, I'm willing to help.
So how does it work? Let's say, you know, a new prospective client contacts you. How do you learn about their business, their expectations, their needs, and which of those you can offer?
Sure. Generally, they will contact me through my website or through an email and just ask for what I call a discovery call. So it's just getting online either through a video call or without video, and discussing their small business, where they're finding themselves tripping up, where they might be losing revenue, and the things that they really dislike doing. And most of the time, it is things, the admin functions. Sometimes it's bookkeeping, which I don't specifically do booking. I will generally refer them out to someone else that I know who does bookkeeping. But anything else where it's taking time away from their revenue generating activities is something that they could consider outsourcing. And after that 30-minute phone call, we get a feel for if we think we're a good match in both skills and personality. And then if we are, we just decide on a follow-up call where what the prospect will do is purchase time from me. And that's how I sell my services, is by the hour. They can go to my website and they can choose either a 1 hour service, a 5 hour package, or a 10 hour package. And those vouchers, what I call them, can be used in any increments over any period of time. They expire within a year. So if somebody starts with me and then they say, oh, wait a minute, I'm not quite ready, that's fine. I keep track of how much time they have on the books and we stay in touch. And when they're ready to work together, they just contact me and we'll set up our first working session.
That is a great service. And how do people find you in the vast world of internet space out there?
Well, as you know, being a small business, you have to do networking and you have to get out there. So I try to do that as much as possible. I belong to several networking groups where I meet small business owners across the country. You mentioned earlier internationally, I actually do have a client who's from New Zealand. So it is the kind of business that you can do from wherever. And as long as I think there's not a language barrier, it works out really well for both parties. I will say too, that sometimes it works out well if you choose a virtual assistant who's in the same time zone as you, depending on what types of services you need. But I have clients from the East Coast to the West Coast, and the one over in New Zealand as well. So people can find me on my website, which is myvirtualgal.com. I'm on LinkedIn under the same title, and I'm also on social media with the same name.
Great. So lots of places to be able to find you, easily find you, great packages that it's almost like you get to fit what works in your business and put together a package that works with Vicky. Excellent.
Right. I will say that there's certainly many virtual assistants out there. The career has grown a lot since 2020. And it's always important to find a virtual assistant who offers the specific things that you're looking for. So I think as a small business owner, my advice would be to really decide two or three areas where you want help. Sometimes it's just overwhelming and you want help in every spot, but pick the two or the three that's holding you up the most. And then interview your virtual assistant, see if those are their strong points, because certainly some things may not be my strength. And I will tell them up front that that isn't my particular area of expertise. For me, the things that I like to do the most are anything with the written word, anything with content creation. I absolutely love helping people with newsletters and blogs. So that kind of gives you an idea for where my strengths are. I also support clients with social media posting.
And Vicky, I have to say, one of the things that I really love about what you just said is you kind of promoted some other virtual assistants and said, if you're going to look for someone that suits you better than I might, here are some questions to ask. And that's really great as small business owners, where we recommend or recognize that we're not the only show in town and there are other people doing what we do and they may be better suited. And we would rather have the client be happy than to try and force them into our business model and style. And then nobody is satisfied. We do that as audiobook narrators and producers. You know, I'm constantly talking to people about go out and find a narrator. Of course, we hope they work with us, but we get it.
Right.
Well, it is a great business model. You can find her at myvirtualgal.com. Her name is Vicky Harding Joaquin. Vicky, thank you so much for telling us about your business. And now it's time for you to pay it forward. Do you have a small business and a small business owner that you would like to spotlight on the Small Business Spotlight?
Sure. I have a lot of great clients, so it's hard to choose which one. But I think for this purpose, I would like to recommend Holly Bastin, health coach. She is in Massachusetts. She's a functional medicine health coach, and she deals with people who are struggling with allergies, leaky gut syndrome, anything related to digestion, and a whole bunch of issues that she's an expert in. So I would recommend her.
Excellent. Well, Holly Bassin, you now have an open invitation to reach out to me at scott@scottellisreads.com. I'd love to be able to spend some time with you and talk to you about your business and share it with our viewers. And if you watching are a small business owner or know a small business that you'd like to support, send them our way, scott@scottellisreads.com. We'd love to be able to talk with them. Vicki, once again, thank you so much for being here, and we wish you and your business the best of luck.
Thanks so much, Scott. Nice to talk to you.